Welcome to a new NFT happy hour. We're having here my amazing co-hosts Yo and Tank, and they were one of the organizers of NFT Nashville. Really, really excited to have you guys talking here to doing a recap. Today we're gonna do, you know, we're gonna talk about how it was NFT Nashville, like the in-person event, because most of us, we follow the stream. And I have to say thank you very much for allowing us to be able to be part of the event from our homes. I think it was really amazing. The sound was great. So, you know, like really great for the first time you're organizing, guys. As well, most probably we're going to have one guest who is actually getting ready to launch his first collection on Polygon as well. He's been a huge supporter from different projects. He's part of different teams, and I'm really happy that we're going to have him here as well. And with that being said, guys, please remind, we need you to retweet and like the space so we can have more people joining. You know the drill, right? So go ahead, retweet the space, leave some comments in the bottom, in the purple bottom. Yeah, let's gonna get this started. Joe, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Maria? Nice to see you, Tank. Nice to see everybody here. That was a great introduction, and it's good to hear that the conference was not only interesting for the people that were able to show up and hang out with us.
Definitely. I was really, really happy, and I was talking about it during the NFT happy hour we had covering NFT Nashville, that seeing people that I know from other ecosystem attending to the event, you know, like actually being part and getting to know what is being built in Cosmos. I think that was, for me at least, as a part of the Cosmos ecosystem, a huge win. But I want to hear from you guys, actually, to let us know how was everything, like how was the organization. I don't know. I want to hear everything. First of all, let's gonna say hi to Tang. Tang, how are you doing, friend?
Hey, guys. Hey, Maria. Hey, Joe. I'm doing great. It was definitely a learning experience. It was a blast at the same time. Like Joe said, I'm very happy that everybody, you know, enjoyed it. Not just the people that were there, but the people that were watching. In regards to the audio and the video, we definitely learned quite a bit being our first go. But yeah, overall, super excited, super happy, and couldn't be any more prouder of everybody who helped us bring that all together. And there was a lot of people that made that happen. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was amazing. It's what we're discussing, like, you know, obviously for being, you know, the first time, but even though the audio was coming amazing, you could see like through the camera, like you guys were having so much fun. I love your cowboy hat, yo. Yes, I was laughing so much when I saw you. I love Ritzby outfit as well. But yes, let us know like how was actually getting, you know, from the point of organizing everything to, you know, being able to see it in person.
I guess I'll start this, Tank, because Tank did a lot of work. Tank was actually there. He lives there. So he had to scout out a couple of different venues. We were originally looking to have this in a hotel, like a hotel that would have like the conference room in the hotel. Then we could all stay there. It would be cool. But just because of how much time we had to plan, and just uncertainty about like cost and who would actually come. We settled on this all-purpose space, with which I don't think the space could have been any better for the event that we planned. I think if there were like 10 more people, it would have been very uncomfortable. And it just worked out perfectly. Tank had been doing a lot of the last minute legwork leading up until the actual event. That included getting the food set up, getting the drinks, getting the bartender, and getting the audio and the video prepped. I thought it was cool. My first thought coming home was we should just leave the deposit for next year and just like have it set up. But maybe a 2-day event or maybe a bigger venue. I don't know. But I think Nashville is definitely a great spot for people to kind of gather. And you know, this was a little bit outside Nashville, but even with Ubers as cheap as they are, I thought it was pretty easy to get in and out and have it slightly off the main Broadway part of Nashville. What do you think, Tech?
Yeah, it was like you said. You know, there was a lot of in the very beginning, a lot of back and forth, and you know, we wanted to have it in a hotel, like Joe was saying, with the conference room that was a bit bigger. There was a lot of uncertainties and a lot of things happening in the ecosystem, and just for crypto in general, that made things, you know, very variable. So like we wanted to a little bit more certainty when planning the event. I've used that event space myself personally several times for our medical office. And so it gave not only, you know, everybody else involved a little bit more reassurance into being able to put on the event in a more, you know, manageable and financially savvy way. And so we went with that. There was, you know, like Joe said, there was enough people to where, gosh, it probably would have been a little tight and probably would have been a little uncomfortable, to be very honest. So I agree with you. I thought the amount of people that filled the room, that showed up and you know, shared the space with us at the time of the event was spot on, perfect. I couldn't be happier about that. But yeah, you know, there was on the next go around, there was a lot I personally learned as far as, you know, being the boots on the ground for the next event that we're, you know, I'm still planning to have. I still want to have it for the Bitcoin conference. I still want to have, you know, an event for all of us that runs in parallel with that one, because I think that would just be awesome, right? And it'd be great for all the chains, like not just the next one to go around. I don't want it to just be so heavily Cosmos focused, but it would be great to have that exposure for Polygon, Solana. And, you know, I'm just throwing them all out there because it, you know, we want it to eventually be if we're really interoperability and we're really talking about mass adoption. Like, you know, we really got to start thinking outside of our own bubble. But you know, we want to scale it. And yes, Joe, like I've thought about it because it would make it so much easier to where it's like, oh, at least we know what we're getting into for the next one. But I think we need to go bigger, better on the next one. I've already been in Nashville. Like it was the day after everybody left, actually. I was already in Nashville, taking a look at some of the venues there at the City Winery. That was, you've got to see, it was right next to my condo. And there's a couple of ones that are really close to the convention center that the Bitcoin conference is going to be at. And you know, it's now, like, again, I'm one of those people already. And Joe, like, you know, he's definitely said it many times to me before, like immediately right after, we need to start planning for the next one if we're really going to do it. And so I was already just grinding it out, looking for the next ones. A little alpha, I've already reached out to some hot protocols and tokens that you guys all are very aware of and have gotten their initial commitments and support to the next go around. It sounds like Stargaze, we would love, obviously, to have all of our initial inaugural sponsors to be with us yet again for the next go. But yeah, like I'm already hitting the floor and I'm running, man. Like I'm on for the next one.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think I was thinking about ways we could tie this into ordinals if we're going to be trying to become official with the Bitcoin, you know, the Bitcoin conference. Might have to be something something about inscriptions hosted by NFT Nashville or something like that. And we could bring in Nomic, we could bring in Babylon, we could bring in different ordinal projects to kind of complement what we already have. Like you said, we had a good core of sponsors, and now if we could highlight them even further in the second one when we have six, seven other ecosystems participating, ideally more, right? It'd be awesome to have representation from, you know, 8 to 10 different ecosystems, especially Bitcoin, especially Ordinals. You know, Ordinals is a little bit controversial in the Bitcoin community, but if you like NFTs, it's not controversial, right? So we're used to different tokens, different token standards, doing different things. But yeah, I think I think we have to start now. So I tuned out of social media for about 5 days, and I think I'm, you know, after this weekend I'll reorganize. And Tank, if you need help, I mean, I just kind of sit in front of my computer a couple hours a week and zoning out. So
yeah, I think that was the best play. Actually, I was a little envious of you when you said you're gonna take a little hiatus. I was like, oh, I had to. That was really smart. Oh,
I had to, man. I took Telegram, Twitter, Instagram, and yeah, that's it, off my phone. So I did log in like 5-10 minutes the other night to put out some scheduled tweets, and I was working on YouTube stuff. So getting ready for kind of like a, not like a rebrand, but like a kind of improving quality control of the YouTube channel. And if anyone's around later, I'm going to be live streaming for the first time in forever by myself, and just trying some new things out, new software, new graphics, new sound, all this stuff. And I worked on it, you know, the whole week. I'm going to be doing that in about 2 hours from now. But I'm curious to hear more. Maria thought that it was a good experience watching it from afar. Curious, Maria, or anyone else that's up on the stage, what else could we have done really to get audience through the stream involved? Because there's a lot going on at the conference. It's really hard to monitor that. We couldn't monitor it, to be honest. So curious if you think there's a way that we could have made it a little better without detracting from the actual event.
Yes, I think the only thing I will add related to the stream will be like the next time to place the camera, you know, facing exactly the screen, because obviously we could watch, but sometimes we couldn't read what was on the screen due to the light. But apart from that, maybe I think like if we have from the big sponsor as well promoting on Twitter about the stream, because at the end it was only few of us, you know, like posting all the time about like, okay guys, here you have the links. So, you know, obviously we are small accounts compared to them. I think that will be great, to be honest. And maybe incentivize.
Can I just comment on that for a second? Yeah. And Tank, maybe you think this is a little bit ironic. We just assumed that the sponsors, because they paid a whole bunch of money, would be automatically doing that. We never really organized like a awareness campaign with all the sponsors together. You know, a few of them did, right? Gelato did. I know Crypto Dungeons was probably the most hyped team, probably more hyped than us for NFT Nashville. But yeah, I think next year we need probably like 45 days leading up to it, just more organized, more presence. And it's hard on Twitter because I think the algorithms work against NFTs. I'm convinced after.
It's not against NFT. It's more about every single link, what makes you leave the platform, you know? But it is possible. Yeah. It is possible. For example, you mentioned Gelato. They were streaming in their own Discord. I was moving, you know, sharing on my community as well. But it would have been great. For example, Stargaze or other bigger sponsor would as well promote it, because they have more eyes at the end of the day. But I completely agree. I feel like doing a small campaign of all the sponsors coming together promoting Nashville, because even, for example, the guy that attend, like, Futuristic, oh my gosh, yes, well, you know who he is. He's a really well-known like in Polygon community, and we were talking about Nashville in one space, and a lot of people was interested, but you know, it was actually the day before or 2 days before the event. So I'm sure that if we do like more promotion leading to the event, we'll have more people both attending and also on the stream.
Oh yeah, and I did get contacted by two potential sponsors like the week of, I don't think I should say who they are, but one of them, let's say, is a huge presence in crypto. And they were like, ah, we'll wait till the next one because we can't send anybody. It's only like 3 days away. So I think there's more opportunity. And maybe like the day the tickets go on sale for the first time, we need like a mega Twitter space / live stream or Discord stuff going on between the platforms, right? It's not only the projects that are responsible, because each project, yeah, the their communities definitely cross over into each other. But what if we had, you know, Magic Eden, One Planet, Stargaze, whoever, do like one mega space a week leading up to the event, where like, you know, their participation alone would be the awareness campaign. So that's one thing. I think as we try to scale this up, I don't know what Tank has in mind, but as we scale this up, hopefully we could actually bring on more people who could do stuff like that. So, cause you know, we're doing this kind of in our free time, and it was not like we had like 24/7 at all to push towards it.
Yeah. I think I agree with you, Maria. I just wanted to say, I wholeheartedly agree with you. It was kind of like that. I think one of the things that was one of the bigger lessons that we learned as a group, was that, you know, we don't assume that, like, just because people pay for sponsorships that, you know, that they're going to take that, because they were running into the same thing. And that's not like a slight on any one of them. I feel like a lot of us were all doing it, you know, in the same kind of essence that a grassroots movement is. Like Joe said, like we're all doing this kind of on our spare time as much as we possibly could, also without being compensated, and, you know, trying to manage everything in life that's happening at that moment. And I think, like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, I think a lot of their projects, and this is on us, right? Because we didn't know, so, but it's still on us. Like, I think a lot of the projects thought, like, oh, if we pay you as for a sponsorship, like, you're going to take care of that. You're going to organize it. You're going to make sure that, you know, this gets out there. And you know, I think that's kind of what happened. So the communication lesson was definitely a very good lesson to learn. And like Joe said, in the next go around, you know, we are going to be prepared for that. And I agree, like, we're going to be taking those precautionary measures so that everybody's on the same page, speaking a uniformed message to the communities that they're involved in. And so that, you know, people are aware way in advance, instead of like learning about things the day or maybe a couple of days beforehand. Yeah, that definitely, that would have helped out tremendously. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about trying. To be honest, for being the first time, I think, guys, you did an amazing job. Like, for real, I used to work on the event organization, so I assume I can say this, right? But I want to hear as well from more people in the stage. I'm going to give you the mic in order you appear here in my phone. I'm sorry. Mayor, then we're moving to Kit, and then Crypto Dujon. But Tank, if you have to add something else.
Yeah, just real quick, one last thing, just so that, you know, there's no misunderstanding. I don't fault any of them for actually, you know, it was just it's an honest mistake, an honest assumption, I think, from everybody. I think a lot of these sponsors and everybody that was involved, like, were very, very cautious, which they should have been. Like, this was a grassroots effort, never been done before, didn't know how it was going to turn out. So a lot of people took a lot of big risk on Joe, myself, Gaines, and Shroot. Like, I don't ever want to leave out Shroot from the conversation, even though, you know, he might, I don't know, but like, he was instrumental earlier on in getting a lot of the organizing and a lot of things done. And so, like, as much as I want to tip my hat to him every single time, but a lot of people took a lot of big risk on a Stargaze, took risk, you know, it's their branding. Gelato took risk. ONFT down there took risk. You, Maria, took risk on making those lineups. Like, you guys are indirectly attaching your branding, your image to our effort. And if it flopped, like, that would have looked fucking horrible. And so I think a lot of people were just really playing it safe, in which I don't blame them at all. But yeah, the next go around, like, we definitely want to form a unified front in the message, right? In the branding.
Oh, yes, 100%. And also, we have shoot during our NFT happy hour covering the event. And I was telling him as well, like, obviously, even if he didn't was part, you know, of the entire process, he was a huge part at the beginning. And, you know, like, you have to recognize that. Mayur, how are you doing?
Hey, hello, hello. Hey, Tank. Good to hear from you, Joe. Man, I think we missed each other, but I'm just...
Yeah, that was a big disappointment, man. I'm sorry. I missed you probably like 10 minutes, it looked like.
Yeah, it was tough, man. I had a long drive and, you know, just got a bunch of other crazy stuff going on. But it was... I saw some of the pictures from that night, and, man, it was... just getting started, I think, when I was...
We kept trying to give Mayor drinks. So time.
But just listening to some of the talk, I'm getting excited for July in Nashville. I'm looking at the NFT NYC website right now. It looks like it's April 3rd and 5th. So the first weekend, or probably first week in April, is NFT NYC. And I mean, this is kind of like, you know, the World Series, or whatever you want to call it, the Super Bowl, I would say, of North America conference for NFTs. I mean, you have the dev, you know, ETH Denver and all that stuff, but I think this is more, I mean, they've got a track record. They've been going for, it says here they've had 6 events. It started in London 2022, 2019. So they've been going for like 4 years strong in New York City. But anyways, Tank, you know, I told you, man, I want to help you as much as I can next year. But I would suggest focusing on planning. And it's going to take a lot of work. Number one thing, don't be afraid to pay yourself. Like, Tank and whoever the team is going to be, like, I think you guys should get paid, because there's a lot to putting on this stuff. But you got to get the sponsors too. So I know it's a lot of work, but I would say, like, Bitcoin conference is in July. Like, make yourself some hard goals. Like, there should be a functional website by, like, you know, February of next year, a generic website, you know, whatever, you know, and I can help brainstorm with you on that, Tank, if you want, and help, but I'm just getting excited for next year.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. There's a lot of things, like the next go rounds are definitely going to be, I don't know, they'll definitely be a lot easier, because we know what we know now. And we can, you know, we know our weakness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a website already up and running. We just need to change some things around in there. We need to upload things. We need to plan. Like you said, I totally agree.
Same website. Just modify the same website. I like the idea that Joe was saying real quick, just tying in the Bitcoin ordinals. I mean, it is the Bitcoin conference. So, BRC20s are coming back around again. So, I mean, being able to try to tie in that and draw some Bitcoin people, but also make it more NFTs. It's going to be a fine line to walk, you know, because the main theme that week's going to be Bitcoin for sure. You know, hopefully Bitcoin's like around 80K by then, and everyone will be having a fun time.
Yeah, it won't matter then. But you know, ordinals are going to run neck and neck with NFTs. It looks like that's what's been happening the last like month or so. A lot of NFT artists and projects, they're going to be drawn to inscriptions. So I think there'll be more crossover than the two chains have up, like leading up to, like, you know, recently. So we'll see. But there's definitely ways to tie it in. We're flexible. We want various communities there. We want people to have fun, obviously. We want the stream to go well so that, like, that experience can be viewed by anybody, even if they can't make it. A lot of the work we did was, you know, we kind of did it once, and then we can just quickly roll it out again for the subsequent conferences. Like, the website will be all good, and just the fact that we did it once, especially Tank, with like the audio, the video, and all that, I think it'll be kind of it'll be faster to get up off the ground in the very beginning, and we can get quicker to tickets and promoting and stuff like that, I would imagine.
Yes, and also related to the website and maybe also in the way of how NFT NYC promote. I think you guys should check their website and also get ideas because, for example, every time a sponsor or new people are selected as a speaker, they create a specific graphic in where you can share. So it's already, we know, I'm always saying this, people are lazy. So you already are giving everything to the people to directly share, and you have, you know, they are advertising for free, more people getting engaged and excited. I definitely recommend you guys to check their website and also their Twitter, because it's mainly people sharing, I've been selected, I'm gonna speak, and so on and so on.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one of the again, this is not a slight to anybody, but one of the biggest frustrations, at least that I had, was, you know, trying to crack that whip into where it was like, get us your assets, your logos, your things. And like, it was really surprising. It was like, oh, all right, like, well, you know, we'll deal with what we got. So I think like planning that out and being proactive instead of reactive on the next go around is going to be very, very beneficial when we take on sponsors or when we take on projects or speakers. You know, we kind of got to expect that and be ahead of that issues and you know, and anticipating any of those frictions that might pop up while we're planning it. I do, if you guys are going to NYC, NFT NYC, I've never been. I was telling Joe, I've never been to New York, and I agree with you. I'd love to go, you know, firsthand and experience, you know, the granddaddy of them all, of events that we're, I think, you know, comparing to and building up to hopefully surpass one day or represent, you know, in a different region of the United States. So I think, you know, if you guys are going, I'm going to go check out tickets and figure out how to get there.
Well, I'm going for sure.
So,
there you are. Amanda's already looking for places to maybe do a round two of the panel we have with Shane, with Johnny from Magic Eden. I think it's going to be amazing. I know Joe is going because, I mean, he has to go. I mean, Joe, I'm going. So, you know, it's mandatory.
I'll be there. And maybe we could probably work with Amanda or somebody and get like a real NFT happy hour finally. I think that would be fun.
I actually would love that. I was speaking with her. She's starting to look to places and she wants to host as well, like some charity auctions and maybe, you know, exhibited some artists as well. So definitely, I mean, she's super excited. I'm super excited as well to be able to go back. So yeah, that sounds like a plan. Git, how are you doing? I saw you on the stream. I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting you to be on Nashville.
Well, hello. Yeah, I hate my photos and anything to look back. So I haven't watched the stream to see like if it was obvious. Apparently you caught or you seen. I hope I looked all right. I just parked myself up here as usual, but I love hearing the recap of, you know, what took place and future planning. Next event for New York, I don't plan on going, but I love to hear everyone make their plans together. It's just sitting in these little spaces, hearing the camaraderie of how close the community is very humbling.
Well, Crypto Dungeon, how are you doing? I don't know why Joe is not doing the co-host things, but I'm happy to welcome you to the stage.
My Crypto Dungeons has a live mint, but Stargaze is not working for me, so I can't get in there.
Yeah, I was like, why are we stuck at 12%? Like, we're not going faster, and I got kind of upset, and then I realized the whole thing was down. It was...
Yeah, Lee, you guys, I swear to God, you know why, amongst many reasons, that you guys hold a near and dear place in my heart? I swear, I feel like anything you guys try to do is met with the most difficult time ever. Like, it's like, and you guys like just keep chugging along. Like, I swear to God, it's like Murphy's Law, but I absolutely love you guys for it, man. Keep chugging along. I minted mine. I minted mine earlier on before all the issues happened on the whitelist. And so hopefully things get fixed and you guys and your guys' mint picks back up, man.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I knew there was going to be obstacles when I started this. I prepared for that. And when they came, I was expecting them. So I didn't get anxious about it. I just knew that I had to go crazy and keep working. But yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping they get it up pretty soon and we'll see what happens.
Definitely, you know, spread it as much as you can on Twitter, Telegram. I've been out of the loop for a few days and I completely didn't track mints today. And I would have been able to mint at work because I was just kind of sitting there for like 2 hours. But yeah, when I'll be up late, so I'll check it out every couple hours and I'll get in there.
I think we'll get it done. It might take a couple days, but after we finish that, then we got to release the game. So I got to find out who got the rarest 8 NFTs.
And by the way, how was your experience on NFT Nashville now that we have you here in this stage and you were there, obviously?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of anything that went wrong. I had a great time. I got to meet our Dungeon Master for the first time in person. We've wanted to bring him on as a partner, and he's building a huge amount of stuff for us. He's making multiple games. Has a whole world built into this 3D platform, and he's been building it for the last 10 years. So he's bringing that with him plus a whole bunch of stuff. So I was lucky to find this guy, and he's a voice actor. He's pretty entertaining. It's probably the greatest thing we got going on right now. So once we get everything minted out, I think we're going to go all the way with it.
It definitely makes sense now that you're saying he's a voice actor. Definitely makes sense. He's like too good with a microphone.
Yeah. I mean, I actually don't like public speaking at all. I used to be terrified of it. I got better at it. And actually, like, I didn't feel anxious at all when I was there. I thought it was the perfect size for a first kind of thing like this. And if it did well, then the next one could be even bigger and better. And you got to learn by starting small and then you build on it. But yeah, we had a great time. I mean, there wasn't anything I would complain about.
That's really good to hear. And I think this scales, right? I think Tank will agree. This scales. We did it the first time. I expected a lot of hangups the day of because you'd be surprised how much of this has to come together like the last 48 hours. Even like the day of, there's stuff, right? Like we're like, okay, we're going to start at 10:45. We had to do a lot of stuff. And then people show up. They want to mingle a little bit, get to know each other. Because we only know each other from spaces for the most part. Like I had met Gaines before. I met Bushido before. Most people that were there, I never met. So I was like, I wanted to talk to them and like actually see them, you know? So that was it kind of eased everyone in because I think to your point, I think everybody was pretty comfortable there. The presentations went well. Nobody forgot their lines, right?
I didn't prepare anything for that, actually. I just completely spoke off the cuff. I do best like that, actually. If I prepare it, I read off a script and I'm terrible. So, I don't know. We should have planned it the night before a little bit better, but I don't know. I thought we did okay, considering. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a great first, conference like this. And next year in July, when Bitcoin comes to Nashville, I don't know. I think you have plenty of time to get growing here. And if you put the work into it, this could be massive.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Kit, how are you?
Well, I wanted to first ask permission if I'm allowed to do a shill.
I mean, it says open mic, so go ahead.
This is the shill space, Friday night shill.
Okay. It's kind of out of my character, so I'm really bad at shills. But first of all, how many of you that made it to NFT Nashville decided to get on the whitelist for your special minting NFTs, which apparently today I can't check?
My crabs? That yeah. was so funny.
So everybody that went to NFT Nashville, it's a free mint. It's royalty free. It's just for lore and fun. And it's more like a badge. And the art was AI generated, but it did come from one that I actually made. And then I made variations using AI. So there is a little bit of a personal touch associated to it. And there's one crab that I hid a raccoon in. But this is just solely for whitelist. It's a free mint. There's a very limited amount of them. And I was hoping that because it's free, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, I'll just mint it. But so far, as of yesterday, since Stargaze is down, there's only been 6 minters. So I'm hoping by next week, the public mints will be available. There is in Stars a price for them, but just to buy up the remainder until they're gone. I do have a second NFT mint that kind of collaborates with them with a little storyline lore. Basically, the story goes that everybody that attended unknowingly caught crabs. And unfortunately, they kind of spread throughout the Cosmos ecosystems. And later on, it's called the Crab People. The Crab Peeps have come to retrieve their pets. So that will be later on to continue the story. So I appreciate everyone for hearing out my shill. And I hope you can look them up on Stargaze when you have a chance. You can just type in for the launchpad crabs.
Hey, can I get a link to that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I just checked. Stargaze is still, the launchpad is still down.
It's actually, I have a pinned tweet on my profile with the link on there.
Okay, I'll get it. Thanks.
No, that was really cool. I actually saw it. I forgot all about it. I'm going to be honest. I was so exhausted this past week. Like I said, I was so jealous of Joe that having that foresight of like taking some time off. I was like, fuck. But I saw it the other day, actually, when I was scrolling through things, like anticipation of all the other mints coming up today. Today's Friday. And I was cracking up. It was probably because like nobody wants to get crabs. So,
I did add into the little story. I'm horrible at writing stories, but I try to add to it. And like, I did include a little tidbit to poke fun at Joe's line dancing moves.
I thought they were so good. I thought I was like a natural. I was holding a drink also, so it was like.
That's what I heard. I wish I actually arrived earlier so I could have witnessed all of this, but I can only imagine.
It wasn't bad. I don't really pay attention, and you have to actually follow instructions, right? So I paid attention for the first like 15 seconds, and then I just kind of bounce off other people till I get in the right spot when everyone spins. So that was my strategy for that. And then a Taylor Swift song came on, and my wife's like, yeah, I know you hate her, and you can go over there. So
no, Joe, say no more, my friend. Please say no more.
But I still think it was pretty good.
Yo, what are you talking about? We have literally, I think Gaines actually applied for a job there at the Taylor Swift Museum in Nashville. You can't be talking shit about the highest grossing entertainer of the year.
I mean, it got handed to her, though. She is a business epicurean. She pays all her employees on time. Everybody loves her for that. If you're going to get a job anywhere, it's with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, I was very, very happy to see you there, Kit. It was many of you guys. You know, we had mayors. Mayor there. A lot of people showed up. Jacob, man, Jacob's a freaking monster. Like, told me? Was it you, Joe, or it was you or Gaines? And they were like, Jacob's a hoss, as we say in the States. Like,
that's exactly what he is. You're right. Yeah, that's a good hoss. Description. Jacob just disconnected. He choked out Twitter and disconnected himself.
No, but yeah, that was really cool to see you there, Kit. And I loved actually our sit downs and, you know, you sharing your story and picking my brain and picking your brain. I really enjoyed it. Super, super happy.
Hey, I almost forgot. We had like a pretty big surprise, actually. I thought it was a surprise. But we had some support from a pretty well-known Cosmos project. They just bought tickets and showed up. Do you remember who I'm talking about, Tank?
No, sorry.
The Yieldmos team.
Oh yeah.
They're from Nashville. They just went and they hung out and just chilled out. They just, you know, it was really cool. I did talk to them after the fact, and I'm going to do in the next like couple weeks, I'll do a little tutorial video on how to use Yieldmos, but that's a good app. And that kind of crosses over to just about every chain in Cosmos, but they had fun. So I'm pretty happy that,
it was Kaku. We do have a project. It was Kaku and his wife. And dude, they had some dope shirts. Did you get a shirt?
I didn't get a shirt. I was too busy stealing NFT Nashville shirts for my co-host over here.
Hey, but Chris, sorry. But by the way, I do want to say we do have some left over, and I do want to do something to get it in the hands or get it on people's bodies before the next. Like, right, we can't. On the back, it says November 4th. So we can't like repurpose these, and it has the sponsors on them. So we gotta think of something like that, Joe. Maybe we allow a bunch for NFT Happy Hour.
That would be awesome. And also, if you wanted to send a bunch, typically when there are Cosmos meetups, like Agoric, Amanda, a few other people are, and Risby also, they're involved in these New York City meetups. They do hand out merch that's like left over from other conferences, and people really like that. So if you wanted to send some, maybe to Darius from Stargaze or Jeet from Agoric or Amanda, that might be a good way to just get some shirts out there. But happy to give some away the next couple of NFT happy hours. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Let's do that for sure.
Well, we got Chris waiting for a long time, Homestead waiting for a long time, but and then Jacob, of course. So yeah, guys, take it away.
What's up, guys? How you doing tonight? It was a good time, Nashville, man. It was great to see everybody, meet Tank for the first time. My only suggestion, next year we put a tracker on Joe so we know where he is at all times. So he stops sending us the one bar, and then we go there and he's like, I'm not at that bar anymore.
Listen, I tell you where I am every night after 8:45 is I'm sleeping, but I was out Sunday morning. I was out Sunday morning at like 9 something, looking for a bar that was showing the early football game that they were playing in Europe, and we did find a bar that opened at 10, and then I must have ran into Chris. It had to be after like 1. I don't know what was going on there, Chris. But I keep it together pretty well, but my mind is like mush. So yeah, I may have sent people to the wrong places. I may have. But listen. Nashville is one of those daytime places, so I did not last long at night, but I had fun during the day.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time. I couldn't last too long at night once I started hanging out with the gelato guys. They go hard. Like, I can't go that hard.
Dude, I will never – Joe tried to prep me for this, and, like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. He fucking is not joking about Race being the gelato team. I will never forget. It's, like, etched in my mind. I will never forget when we first saw them come in. So he's up with his crew, and he's wearing a Mario, like a straight up Mario shirt. And was he wearing his Crocs? But and he gets he gets his drink. He goes up. We're on the second floor. Look at the line dancing, and they're like, people are into it. The music's going. He gets his drink. He stands there looking down, and he's just pacing. He's into it. He's jamming away. He's going back and forth. His feet are shuffling. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, this motherfucker is raring to go. I mean,
You could ask Jacob, Maria, Chris, anyone that was at NFT NYC. There was a huge event that Stargaze was a part of. Risby walked in. You know, it was a club, right? A DJ club, you know, disco ball, all that. Risby walks in. Walks right past everybody, grabs at least one drink, walks past everybody again, and goes right to the front of the dance floor where the DJ booth was and just stayed there like pretty much the whole night. And I was like, oh man, this guy's not even going to wave hello. The music called him right to the DJ booth.
Yeah, I think the first time I met Risby, the entire time I talked to him, we were on that dance floor. until we went to the diner.
Same here. And even though they were dancing all the time, they were keep talking about new things to do. And I was in shock, like, dude, how do you have your mind clear now to think about what things to implement? Like, I was super shocked. Like, seriously, huge respect to him. Huge fan.
Yeah, like, he's a high functioning, right? Like, he's a high functioning person. He could be, you wouldn't know. He could be drunk as fuck, but he's like, he just functions. He just goes, man. That was probably one of the most memorable things for me. I don't think I'll ever get that out of my head. Just seeing Rigsby pace back and forth in his Mario outfit and just doesn't give a shit about what's happening, like, or what people think of him. He's just there. He is who he is, and he's having a good time, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great time. I definitely am happy I came out. My wife had a fun time. It was great meeting Kit and Mayor, Poro Burrow, and the whole Crypto Dungeon crew, and a lot of people I didn't meet for the first time out there. And it was just like old friends meeting up again without having like all the drama of meeting stuff people for the first time.
Yeah, dude, shout outs to you and your wife is a fucking trooper, bro. Trooper. My wife would have never done. She supports me, but my wife would have been like, you can go. As a matter of fact, that's what she said. Your wife was like down to roll, down to entertain, down to talk to anybody. Loves it. She's such a sweetheart, dude. You picked a winner right there, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I will vouch for that. As far as like the people you meet, like Bushido and his wife were like a matching pair. Just if you didn't talk to one, you can just go talk to the other and pick up on the conversation. They're just absolutely comforting as all hell. You know how people radiate a certain like welcoming essence, and you can just read if someone's fake or not? They are just 100% real.
So I heard... go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, my wife said she loved you all, and she really loved meeting you, Kit. She had a good time talking to you.
So from I say this all the time in the raccoon spaces, I'm a pivot. Making relationships and meeting people and just having great vibes. I heard I'm going to drop a little bit of alpha, but I heard there was some synergies and some relationships that were made between developers and project team members in this space, which I'm super. I can't say anything because I promised I wouldn't. But I'm super excited about it.
I witnessed some negotiations, and I was like, wow, this guy Reese doesn't play around. He said he was coming just to hang out, but he was going there to network.
Yeah, damn it, Joe. I wasn't going to say anything. You just fucking dropped the damn name. Shit.
Nah, I was impressed. He doesn't waste any time, that guy.
You could just watch this live stream and see them congregating at a table, whispering.
You know, it's really funny. I thought about it a few times. Timmy talked about it. Was, man, I agree, we definitely need to get a better camera angle next time. But I was debating many times of like panning the camera to let the audience online see the people in-house. And I was like, nah, because what if I catch something that nobody wants me to catch? And I was that might have been one of those conversations, so I didn't do it.
I had to get up and move to the back, so no one saw me stuffing my face. I purposely like sat next to the buffet table the whole time, but then I was like, oh shit, I'm right here on camera.
So what did you guys think about the food, by the way? Was the food decent? Was it good?
It was delicious. It was actually unexpected.
It was a good choice.
Yeah, it was definitely perfect.
That's what's happening next year too.
It was a safe bet, mixed up of a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah, if we have a 2-day event, we'll definitely have some grits for all y'all to come and have some morning coffee with grits and butter and cornbread. Even though I don't eat any of that,
the freaking cheesy cornbread! Oh my gosh, those little cornbread muffins—that was addictive. I was like, I really gotta stop this shit. That was right? Won me over.
Dude, Jim and Nick's muffins. You can sit there and definitely do yourself over by eating those damn muffins.
We have homestead here for a while. I don't know. You're still here with us. You want to add something to the conversation?
Nah, I'm just a pleb. Tank, I can tell you what you can do with one of those shirts for the community pleb that organized.
Let me know. You know I can. I can do
NFT it. For... Anyways, yeah, man. If I DM you my Addy, will you send me one?
Yes, yes.
Hell yeah, bro. I'd love to rock one around my town.
For sure, for sure. Done.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't know. Next year, if you need someone to DM people and harass them, let me know.
Hope you'll show up.
I'd love to come. I would have come this year, but I think the family boss wouldn't have been very appreciative of it. So maybe next year. The daughter will be full-time school next year, so things might be a little easier to organize getting away on a Friday or something. And I don't know. We'll see.
What's up with these banned NFTs? They're uglier than the shrimp, man. I just come back to this after 5 days not on Twitter.
Bro, they just raised $60,000.
Which ones are these, though? These are different than the penguins, obviously, but what are they going to do with these things? Why are they so expensive?
Those bastards beat the Manetti treasury.
60% of the mint revenue is doing protocol-owned liquidity on Manta for USK Stars Pool. And the rest of the mint revenue goes back to the Shrimp Club project for whatever they do with their funds, giveaways.
I thought they were doing like gamification things too, where they're gonna have like a trading like battle between shrimps and mantas or something like that too.
There's gonna be a battle between all the Kujira NFTs through the penguins, if that's what you're talking about. The penguins are gonna have this whole lore battle that unites all the Kujira NFTs in this like the communities get to vote on the outcome and shit. It's like one of those TV shows you watch and you click the next choice with your kid. Like there's these cartoons my kids get to pick the outcome on. So it's gonna be like that. There's already votes that are happening on X between like Kujirans and Shrimp Club and whatever the other one was.
That's better than the boxing.
I can't even come up with the names like a pleb, but whatever. Like you get to vote on your battle stuff and things like that. I don't know. So yeah, they're all coming up with different things. But yeah, man, they raised $60,000. Those D-gens went wild. Sorry for my language, guys.
Well, I was lucky enough to, before everything hit the fan, like I minted three myself. I'm happy to have my three. I wanted to mint a little bit more and kind of like have fun with certain individuals that hold certain other NFTs. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. But yeah.
How about definitely before we wrap this up, I'll mint one right now and then send it to somebody in here. What do we think about that?
You can't mint one right now. They're minted out.
Dude, they minted out even though it was a slog. They minted out in an hour even though it was a slog. That's what happens when an old man takes a week off Twitter.
No, I just bought one off. I bought it off the secondary market. The transaction's going through right now. I'll give it away right now.
I'm here every day, so I don't miss these things. All these young people running circles around me.
So I got one. Let me see. It's not that good. I mean, I think
how
it's the coolest one.
How much did you pay for that, dude?
How much did NFT Happy Hour pay for it? Well, Maria paid half. She just didn't know it yet.
Nice. Shrimp style. Rugged us all. Rug her.
This is how we play.
This is it. I mean, I had the exact amount in the wallet. So we got one. How should we give this away? Should it be someone in here? Should we do it next week when it's doubled in price or whatever? What do you think?
I think we should give it next week or maybe do something for people to engage, right? We're only at 500 followers, yo. We have to do something with that. Only we deserve more followers. We deserve more.
On the account, yeah. We started that account at, you know, when even Stargaze was struggling, but it's okay. 500 is a good, that's like organic following, though, because it's bear market numbers. So it's actually.
Why don't you run it? Make a quote tweet for next Friday's NFT happy hour, and whoever quote tweets it and gets it out can be entered in a contest for the Manta.
Okay, a Manta and an NFT Nashville shirt. Or maybe it depends. I don't know how many shirts Tank can put up. But what if we did?
Oh, like, we got enough. Whatever you guys want. We got enough.
There were a lot. So like first place can be the shirt and the NFT, and then second place can just be a shirt, maybe something like that. But we'll do it from the NFT happy hour account, and then we'll get some engagement there. I think that's Maria. I wouldn't even have thought of that. So there you go. Maria's the brains behind the operation. I just click the buttons.
Well, guys, you have experience NFT happy hour meeting live. Welcome. Thank you for being part of this.
That's exactly what happens, too. That's exactly how it happens. Now, we're going to have a real one next week, I think, right? Something like that. Cool. No, we'll definitely have a real one next week. I don't know. Does anyone else want to come up, say hi, or say bye? Should we make this to be continued and then next week have... do the giveaway. I think that's what we should do.
Hey, did you, before we end, cause I know Joe, I want to touch base on this just so that we can, satisfy any curious minds, because I know a lot of people, you know, had asked us to always be transparent and to like show, you know, how the financials went. Obviously we don't have to get into the details right now, but did you want to cover it? Kind of like just let people know the overall snapshot from a high level?
I don't know the numbers, to be honest with you, but I know the whole thing must have been what?
Like, I do. It's sitting right in front of me.
Oh, okay. So my idea was to like spreadsheet, turn it into a PDF, mint it, and release it the day after the Cosmoverse budget comes out 6 months from now.
We could do
the retroactive Cosmoverse budget. Cosmoverse was so great, yeah, because it cost about $25,000 to get each person there. But no, it's a different kind of conference, obviously. But we were kind of taking pride in not doing crazy expenditures for the first time, and also keeping everything manageable. We obviously didn't pay ourselves because we wanted just kind of proof of concept here. Can I guess the number? And then like,
I'd love to have everybody guess up and or down, right? Like have everybody guess.
I'm going to say 14,250 bucks.
It's a good guess. Anybody else?
It's a good guess. Off by half, probably.
400K?
400K?
Yeah. No, that was my Uber bill after the 4 days.
That was probably your bar bill, dude.
Those were the cowboy boots, Bill.
I didn't get boots. I didn't get boots yet.
I would love to hear everybody else's guesses as well.
Maybe that could be the contest.
What are you guessing? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Expenditures for NFT Nashville, like the bottom line, like what it cost to have. Like the shirts.
This is before taxes. Remember that. So like,
So like European EBITDA.
Yeah.
Hey, did you pay for anything besides food, booze, and the space?
There's a lot of last minute.
There's a lot more cost to everything, but
all
like
merch and everything.
Everything. Think what it all costs to put it all on. What's your guess, Olmsted?
And like the extracurriculars, like that was all paid for too.
What extra credit? He's talking about the happy hour the day before. That was each person.
Yeah.
Shit, man, that's hard to know.
Take a guess.
Like y'all pay for the line dancing shit too, or like that was
No, that was free.
From what you saw and what you perceived, what do you?
I should have charged people to watch.
No, I need to know. Like, if you paid for line dancing lessons for 50 people or not? Like, that's a big fucking cost. Am I winning a manta for a correct guess here? Because like,
nope.
Wait. Okay. If we're not,
I'm stuck on this.
Homestead's back. I feel it.
So are we going by perception or crunch to numbers? What's practical?
No, yeah, let's go by, because perception is everything, right?
Okay, what perception, it looked like 26 minimum.
26K, okay. Homestead, take a shot. He died. I don't know what happened to Homestead. Chris, take a shot.
12,000.
Good guess. Jacob, take a shot. And then Mayor.
13,599. Oh, no, 98 cents.
You're like the Price is Right, motherfucker, aren't you? Yeah, you're the Price is
Right, motherfucker.
Wait, really?
No. What did you say, Homestead?
I was Bob Barker. That's all.
What what's your guess? You didn't take a serious guess. What's your guess?
There's not a serious prize.
No, I'm only saying if there's a serious prize. Mayor, what did you? You were there. What did you think it cost?
Mayor is in the audience.
Oh, is it? He says speaker for me. Interesting. Okay. I don't know, Joe. Should I actually say there's some pretty close ones, but
I'm gonna say 14. Yeah, 14K.
Should we wait until you guys do that, or should we say it now?
You could share it because I'm curious. So. I wanted to see if I'm in the ballpark.
$11,822.34 for everything.
Not bad. And then that pays taxes and everything else.
Well, no. So this is everything.
No, I should say. Yeah. Okay. So that was the actual bills that you have in hand. And then the rest is like the cushion for the last minute stuff, the taxes and all that.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I think we,
well, I think someone needs to learn, right?
Yes.
Yep. Like.
Is this a recorded space?
It is, but I don't care.
I know. Maria, I'll be sending you a package in the mail because I did get you some souvenirs.
What in the mail? Just wait for me for next April to give it in person.
Okay. The one thing is, I did take one thing out of the souvenir, so it would fit in my luggage. So I did not bring home the ramen noodles.
You took the ramen noodles.
I had to. It would not fit in my bag with because I took two backpacks. You know, so yeah. But anyway, shall we wrap it up? I know there's a bunch of people requesting the mic.
Yes, I need to close it up. Also.
Let's to be continued next week. We'll give away some cool stuff. I got the Manta NFT. We'll get some Kuji people that do the peep peep or whatever the hell they do. By then, we'll have a couple of other mints. We'll have the Crypto Dungeons mint will be probably over, and also the Penguins mint will probably be over. We'll have some cool stuff to talk about with Stargaze, and I have been contacting some guests that we're going to have over the coming weeks. Very unique projects that happen to use NFTs. They're not necessarily NFT projects first. But happy everyone was able to jump on here. It was cool meeting everyone at NFT Nashville. We hopefully next year, all the people that are here now will be actually present, and we'll do a lot of pictures then, huh, Tank? We did a lot of pictures at the end.
Yeah.
Wait, Joe, before you go, Tank, what's that bell thingy? You remember the thing, the coffee maker, you call it for like, but for drink and stuff? Artisan, all right, cool.
Artisan.
Cool. Yo, that thing was cool, not even gonna lie.
Yeah. It's for alcoholics, dude. That's why I have it. It's basically a Keurig for alcoholics.
Don't forget to catch your crabs.
Black Friday's coming. Bartesian.
Bartesian. And don't forget to catch Joe's live stream, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I'll be live streaming in like an hour and a half, 8:30-ish, doing some news. Doing some Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cosmos news. It'll be fun. I'm actually prepared. It's not going to be too long. And you'll see all my new bells and whistles. It'll be fun.
Okay. You are really prepared. Don't forget, in 1 hour you have to go live. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. This is gonna be a to be continue. Definitely keep an eye for the giveaway we're gonna do pretty soon, so we get more people eyes in this account as well. Enjoy your weekend, have an amazing one, and see you and speak soon. Ciao ciao.
Bye-bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the furbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.